You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Pretty much every year, the state of Vermont gets some funding from the federal government called the Specialty Crop Block Grant. The Agency of Agriculture then spreads that money around to different entities to bolster specialty crops.
Maple is a specialty crop, as is apples, fruits, other basically anything that's not dairy or commodity product.
That's Chelsea Bardot-Lewis. She used to work for the Ag Agency, and back in 2015, she headed an effort to use $25,000 from this grant to promote Vermont specialty crops in Japan. The plan? Send 8 small businesses from Vermont to Tokyo for a few days to drum up new business. That trip is the subject of today's installment of our series this week called Did It Work? In this series, we're following up on some publicly funded initiatives of the recent past to see what happened. Today, a 2016 trade mission across the Pacific Ocean. The grant had specific goals. Within 3 years, increase sales to Japan for these 8 small food producers by $200,000 and by $500,000 within 5 years. And they were essentially starting from scratch. Just one of the companies went into the trip with any sales to Japan, and those were less than $10,000 per year. We'll get to how those sales goals have turned out in just a bit, but first, why Japan? Chelsea Bardot-Lewis says the idea actually came from some Vermont maple producers because it turns out Japan consumes a lot of maple syrup.
Japan being the third largest market for maple syrup in the world, we started talking about what we could do in Japan. There wasn't a lot of awareness about Vermont, and the Canadians have really beat us to the international market. And there is a story that if it's not Canadian maple syrup, then it's fake.
So how better to tell Japanese consumers that a small state just south of Canada also makes real maple syrup? Go tell them. So Bardot-Lewis got the federal grant and booked a contractor in Japan who could connect Vermont companies to potential buyers.
And she had identified pretty early on that there are some really nice synergies between Japan and Vermont, the mountains, the interest in pure and artisanal products.
And there are some big Vermont brands that are pretty well established in Japan.
Burton, Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, also by coincidence, one of the most popular curry brands in Japan is for some reason called Vermont Curry. Seven Days had an article recently looking into how that name came about. Look it up if you're interested. Anyways, Bardot-Lewis, along with representatives of the 8 companies and a few other government officials, headed to Tokyo for 4 days in late October 2016. There were seminars, meetings with potential buyers, and a Taste of the Green Mountains event where companies showcased their products at a local restaurant.
And there were a number of influencers there, social media, other PR folks, as well as some buyers.
Bardot-Lewis says just one company made a sale during the trip, and something they all learned in the process.
It takes a long time, particularly apparently in the Japanese market. It's very relationship driven.
Colin, the shipment went out 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
to Nagano Trading.
That's David Dalgano, co-founder of Shaxbury Cider in Vergennes, confirming with his business partner, Colin Davis, that yes, their very first shipment of cider is on its way to Japan.
I suspect right now it's somewhere in the middle of the Pacific, which is really an exciting thing to imagine.
Shaxbury was one of the 8 Vermont businesses on that trip. The company is growing. When I visited last week, it was hard to find a quiet spot to talk. There's jackhammering above their main facility as they get ready to expand to a second floor. When we do find a quiet place, Dalgano tells me the reasons it's taken 3 years to actually sell to Japan. First, they've had other priorities, like keeping up with demand in the U.S., and it took a while to find the right Japanese distributor. But they finally found one who can handle everything once their pallets of cider leave Vergennes.
And from the point at which they get put onto the truck and trucked across the country to then get put onto a cargo ship to then be shipped across the ocean, to then be put on into a warehouse in Japan and shipped on smaller trucks all throughout Japan. That whole process is managed by Nagano Trading.
This first shipment from Shaxbury, it's worth about $15,000. In a report shortly after the trip, the Vermont Agency of Agriculture said the company's projected $70,000 in initial sales, and the report promised to follow up with the companies a year on. But grant reports from subsequent years don't show that that follow-up occurred, and a current agency official said the agency does not have any further information. So if the state government didn't track it, who knows how many sales were made to Japan after this trip? Well, these companies do, so I called them.
We haven't had any export sales to Japan since or before.
So it was clear that it was just not going to be a viable market for us in the short term.
We had immediate success. I would say that we shipped within months of returning home.
That's Christy Menard of Springbrook Farm, Kurt Alpeter of Runnemuck Maple, and Rob Hauslein, also known as Sugar Bob, of Sugar Bob's Finest Kind. All told, three of the eight small Vermont specialty food producers who went on this trip said they made sales to Japan. One did not return multiple requests for comment. Tallying together company estimates, there's been a total of about $55,000 in sales. Again, the goal was $200,000 within 3 years, so sales have fallen short so far. But every business person I spoke to, even the ones who haven't made sales, said the trip was worth it. Here's Kurt Alpeter again.
It was an opportunity for us to do something that we could never have done, independently.
So now to that question we're asking this week. Did it work? On a pure numbers level, no. $55,000 is not $200,000. But it does mean some extra money is coming in to growing companies like Shaxbury Cider. The company's co-founder, David Dalgano, says the trip was a catalyst for the company to reach a new market.
To be able to sell what looks like it will amount to be a really substantive amount of cider into this new market that we otherwise probably wouldn't be selling in, or certainly not for several more years. And so the tens of thousands of dollars that will be for our company, will translate to us paying our workers here and paying our taxes here and growing our business here in Vermont.
As for those other companies, many of them are still optimistic they'll eventually make sales too. Tomorrow, we continue our series with a look at a big pot of money intended to tackle a major problem in Vermont, lowering caseloads for social workers at the Department for Children and Families. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.